Oh, okay. My father's been out there. I've never been to Morningside. I'd like to see that church sometime.
We've got a right nice church up there, but we had a hard time right now. You know, ever since it's put there, it's been a lot of transit people in and out.
Yeah.
It flourished there with especially when the Air Force was over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, some reason or another, it looked like Air Force folks with church more than Marines. Navy folks. But we really had, it's a little church down here right across the County Line Road. All my kids were raised going down there. It was a Methodist church. It was a charge church. We had five churches on one charge. But we've been trying to open it back up. We just shut it down, and some of the men went to Sylvester, and some of us went to Morningside. Three families went to Morningside, and six families going to church down there.
I think when churches get too big, you got the problem or not.
Just as much problem you got when it's too little, except paying the preacher.
Not knowing that, it.
You don't have enough folks out to pay the preacher when it's small. But Morningside, man, the preacher preached to us. The last 3 or 4 years we had church down at Beulah, he'd come out and preach before we preached to them. Then we'd have Sunday school after he preached. And on Sundays when he didn't preach, we had Sunday school. It was a regular hour on it. Had Sunday school down there all the time. And he'd preach. But then he got to preaching every Sunday for us. Morningside preacher did, so we had Sunday school after he preached. But the Sunday to Morningside folks got what they thought they could pay that preacher without our help, so they didn't want to quit preaching there. So we messed around there a while and just closed up. So we went on up to, me and my folks went on to Morningside and joined church.
Yeah. What was Albany like in relation to, I've heard people say that before the war or during the war, Albany was a lot different town, a lot more raucous town than it is now.
Well, way back yonder, it is pretty wide open.
For example, I was talking with a lawyer up in Atlanta recently, and he told me that when the Marines came in during the war, they made them close down the houses of prostitution.
The red light, yeah. But there was that's the only place I've ever known anything about in houses like that. But they were out there, about five of them out there in Ragsdale.
Yeah, Ragsdale was a section of Albany.
That's what they called that place out there. I don't know where it got its name, but that was the name of it.
Okay.
And they must have had 30 women out there.
Now, did you ever hear of people making illegal?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of illegal whiskey around.
Okay. What would they call it?
It was moonshine. Over here around on the river, that's where they made it. You could go over there 25 years ago and go in that river swamp, and you wouldn't have to go over 100 yards before you find a still spot. I don't mean you find a still, you find where one of them broke up. And you could, first thing you know, it was still, that's where a lot of potash came.
Uh-huh.
That's reason that stuff was so bad. They put anything in the world in it to make it work. And potash, they got using potash a lot in it.
Yeah.
So many cans of potash to a 50-gallon drum of brewed mash.
Well, that'd kill you, wouldn't it?
Good moonshine whiskey. I never drank any whiskey, but I have been told by real shown-up folks that knew what they were talking about, that the real good moonshine whiskey was the best it was. It was made right in a copper still with a evaporating outfit. You see, you got to have some water to cool it down with when it comes out of there steam, and you cool it, and it comes and goes on down in the whiskey.
Would your father ever make anything around, to keep around the house or anything like that, or old times people would they make?
Never bootleg went on around my house. My dad kept whiskey all the time.
Uh-huh.
He had.
Well, he kept it for medicine.
That's right. He had an old fashioned washstand and a big glass bowl and a pitcher on the washstand, a slop jar down by. And a quart of whiskey. Them three things on that thing was a quart of whiskey day there all the time. But I never saw my daddy anyway in any form of being intoxicated. But he kept that whiskey all the time.